sitting in a chair, and I'm very close to you, and I'm talking in a very quiet voice. You can still hear me because, again, we're very close. But yeah, I'm whispering at you. I ask you questions about your day. How's your day going? Things like that. I busy myself in the area around your head for a while, and I just sort of let you hear me breathe, which you're into for some reason, but in a strictly non-sexual way. A haircut, or a dentist appointment. So now I'm still whispering, still super close by your head, but I'm also using scissors by your left ear, and it's making those snippy snippy scissor noises. I'm just arrhythmically snipping around your left ear, and cooing things like, ooh, your hair is being cut by me, yum, and other things like that. I switch to the area around the right ear. If you were wearing headphones, this change would create an oral symmetry that you'd find very satisfying. Snip, snip, snip. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. So I don't know how I'm supposed to use the rubber gloves. I just know that they are part of it. So right now I'm just flapping them around your ears. Picture that sound, which, to you, is pleasing, because you're, no judgment, strange, picture that sound happening now. Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop. They are flapping around your ears right now, and there's a moisture to it. You know how rubber gloves are always a little wet on the inside. That's happening now. That's part of the sound. Flappy, juicy gloves are warbling around your ears, and you love it. It's your favorite. Flop, flop. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Don't forget about the scissors from before. And I'm still saying nonsense like, ooh, yes. Nice teeth. You're a good boy. Shit like that. So I'm chopping some carrots at your left ear. It's the kind of hair salon that also makes a stew, I guess. So you might hear me chopping carrots, or onions, or whispering at some beef broth, or something. Don't be alarmed. Now I'm crinkling some papers. It sounds like I'm just rolling some loud-ass fucking wrapping paper right by your ears. I'm like, here I go, gotta wrap this package up. You listen to it, and you say it gives you tingles, and you swear it's not sexual, but, like, who are we kidding here, buddy? It's sexual, and that's fine. That's your thing, not my thing. Okay. Oh, so we're says that another thing that triggers this sensation is loudly chewing, crunching, slurping or biting foods, drinks or gum. Pass. I just won't do that. For the most part I'm fine if we both wink and pretend this isn't sexual, even though it definitely is. But I'm not gonna slurp you to a sound orgasm. That's just not a thing I'm going to do. How about I meet you halfway? At this part, I'm super close to your ear, and I'm so close that you can like hear the spitty wetness of my mouth opening and closing. Like you know how in a silent room you can hear someone's lips separating because there's a build-up of spit. You're hearing that on me because that's how physically close we are. That's the best I can do for you, man. Okay, you're sitting in a chair, and I'm very close to you, and I'm talking in a very quiet voice. You can still hear me because, again, we're very close. But yet I'm whispering at you. I ask you questions about your day. How's your day going? Things like that. I busy myself in the area around your head for a while, and I just sort of let you hear me breathe, which you're into for some reason, but in a strictly non-sexual way. A haircut, or a dentist appointment. So now I'm still whispering, still super close by your head. But I'm also using scissors by your left ear, and it's making those snippy snippy scissor noises. I'm just arrhythmically snipping around your left ear, and cooing things like, ooh, your hair is being cut by me. Yum. And other things like that. I switch to the area around the right ear. If you were wearing headphones, this change would create an oral symmetry that you'd find very satisfying. Snip, snip, snip. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. So I don't know how I'm supposed to use the rubber gloves. I just know that they are part of it. So right now I'm just flapping them around your ears. Picture that sound, which, to you, is pleasing. Because you're, no judgment, strange. Picture that sound happening now. Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop. They are flapping around your ears right now, and there's a moisture to it. You know how rubber gloves are always a little wet on the inside. That's happening now. That's part of the sound. Flappy, juicy gloves are warbling around your ears, and you love it. It's your favorite. Flop, flop. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Don't forget about the scissors from before. And I'm still saying nonsense like, ooh, yes, nice teeth. You're a good boy. Shit like that. So I'm chopping some carrots at your left ear. It's the kind of hair salon that also makes a stew, I guess. So you might hear me chopping carrots, or an ear, or whispering at some beef broth, or something. Don't be alarmed. Now I'm crinkling some papers. It sounds like I'm just rolling some loud-ass fucking wrapping paper right by your ears. I'm like, here I go, gotta wrap this package up. You listen to it, and you say it gives you tingles, and you swear it's not sexual, but like, who are we kidding here, buddy? It's sexual, and that's fine. That's your thing, not my thing. Okay. Oh. So Wikipedia says that another thing that triggers this sensation is loudly chewing, crunching, slurping or biting foods, drinks or gum. Pass. I just won't do that. For the most part I'm fine if we both wink and pretend this isn't sexual, even though it definitely is. But I'm not gonna slurp you to a sound orgasm. That's just not a thing I'm going to do. How about I meet you halfway? At this part, I'm super close to your ear, and I'm so close that you can like hear the spitty wetness of my mouth opening and closing. Like you know how in a silent room you can hear someone's lips separating because there's a build-up of spit. You're hearing that on me because that's how physically close we are. That's the best I can do for you, man. Okay, you're sitting in a chair, and I'm very close to you, and I'm talking in a very quiet voice. You can still hear me because, again, we're very close. But yeah, I'm whispering at you. I ask you questions about your day. How's your day going? Things like that. I busy myself in the area around your head for a while, and I just sort of let you hear me breathe, which you're into for some reason, but in a strictly non-sexual way. A haircut, or a dentist appointment. So now I'm still whispering, still super close by your head, but I'm also using scissors by your left ear, and it's making those slippy slippy scissor noises. I'm just arrhythmically slipping around your left ear, and cooing things like, ooh, your hair is being cut by me. Yum. And other things like that. I switch to the area around the right ear. military that you find very satisfying. Slip, slip, slip. Sizzle noise. Sizzle noise. Sizzle noise. So I don't know how I'm supposed to use the rubber gloves. I just know that they are part of it. So right now I'm just flapping them around your ears. Picture that sound, which, to you, is pleasing, because you're, no judgment, strange. Picture that sound happening now. Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop. They are flapping around your ears right now, and there's a moisture to it. You know how rubber gloves are always a little wet on the inside. That's happening now. That's part of the sound. Flappy, juicy gloves are warbling around your ears, and you love it. It's your favorite. Flop, flop. Sizzle noise. Sizzle noise. Don't forget about the scissors from before. And I'm still saying nonsense like, ooh-oh, yes. Nice teeth. You're a good boy. Shit like that. So I'm chopping some carrots at your left ear. It's the kind of hair salon that also makes a stew, I guess. So you might hear me chopping carrots, or onions, or whispering at some beef broth, or something. Don't be alarmed. Now I'm crinkling some papers. It sounds like I'm just rolling some loud-ass fucking wrapping paper right by your ears. I'm like, here I go, gotta wrap this package up. You listen to it, and you say it gives you tingles, and you swear it's not sexual, but, like, who are we kidding here, buddy? It's sexual, and that's fine. That's your thing, not my thing. Okay. Oh, so Wikipedia says that another thing that triggers this sensation is loudly chewing, crunching, slurping or biting foods, drinks or gum. Pass. I just won't do that. For the most part I'm fine if we both wink and pretend this isn't sexual, even though it definitely is. But I'm not gonna slurp you to a sound orgasm. That's just not a thing I'm going to do. How about I meet you halfway? At this part, I'm super close to your ear, and I'm so close that you can like hear the spitty wetness of my mouth opening and closing. Like you know how in a silent room you can hear someone's lips separating because there's a build-up of spit. You're hearing that on me because that's how physically close we are. That's the best I can do for you, man. Okay, you're sitting in a chair, and I'm very close to you, and I'm talking very quiet voice. You can still hear me because, again, we're very close. But yet I'm whispering at you. I ask you questions about your day. How's your day going? Things like that. I busy myself in the area around your head for a while, and I just sort of let you hear me breathe, which you're into for some reason, but in a strictly non-sexual way. A haircut, or a dentist appointment. So now I'm still whispering. Still super close by your head. But I'm also using scissors by your left ear. And it's making those slippy slippy scissor noises. I'm just arrhythmically slipping around your left ear. And cooing things like, ooh, your hair is being cut by me. Yum. And other things like that. I switch to the area around the right ear. If you were wearing headphones, this change would create an oral symmetry that you'd find very satisfying. Slip, slip, slip. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. So I don't know how I'm supposed to use the rubber gloves. I just know that they are part of it. So right now I'm just flapping them around your ears. Picture that sound, which, to you, is pleasing, because you're, no judgment, strange. Picture that sound happening now. Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop. They are flapping around your ears right now, and there's a moisture to it. You know how rubber gloves are always a little wet on the inside. That's happening now. That's part of the sound. Flappy, juicy gloves are warbling around your ears, and you love it. It's your favorite. Flop, flop. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Don't forget about the scissors from before. And I'm still saying nonsense like, ooh-oh, yes. Nice teeth. You're a good boy. Shit like that. So I'm chopping some carrots at your left ear. It's the kind of hair salon that also makes a stew, I guess. So you might hear me chopping carrots, or onions, or whispering at some beef broth, or something. Don't be alarmed. Now I'm crinkling some papers. It sounds like I'm just rolling some loud-ass fucking wrapping paper right by your ears. I'm like, here I go. Gotta wrap this package up. You listen to it, and you say it gives you tingles. And you swear it's not sexual, but, like, who are we kidding here, buddy? It's sexual, and that's fine. That's your thing, not my thing. Okay. Oh, So Wikipedia says that another thing that triggers this sensation is loudly chewing, crunching, slurping or biting foods, drinks or gum. Pass. I just won't do that. For the most part I'm fine if we both wink and pretend this isn't sexual, even though it definitely is. But I'm not gonna slurp you to a sound orgasm. That's just not a thing I'm going to do. How about I meet you halfway? At this part, I'm super close to your ear, and I'm so close that you can like hear the spitty wetness of my mouth opening and closing. Like you know how in a silent room you can hear someone's lips separating because there's a build-up of spit. You're hearing that on me because that's how physically close we are. That's the best I can do for you, man. Okay, you're sitting in a chair, and I'm very close to you, and I'm talking in a very quiet voice. You can still hear me because, again, we're very close. But yeah, I'm whispering at you. I ask you questions about your day. How's your day going? Things like that. I busy myself in the area around your head for a while, and I just sort of let you hear me breathe, which you're into for some reason, but in a strictly non-sexual way. A haircut, or a dentist appointment. So now I'm still whispering, still super close by your head, but I'm also using scissors by your left ear, and it's making those snippy snippy scissor noises. I'm just arrhythmically snipping around your left ear, and cooing things like, ooh, your hair is being cut by me. Yum. And other things like that. I switch to the area around the right ear. If you were wearing headphones, this change would create an oral symmetry that you'd find very satisfying. Snip, snip, snip. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. So I don't know how I'm supposed to use the rubber gloves. I just know that they are part of it. So right now I'm just flapping them around your ears. Picture that sound, which, to you, is pleasing, because you're, no judgment, strange, picture that sound happening now. Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop. They are flapping around your ears right now, and there's a moisture to it. You know how rubber gloves are always a little wet on the inside. That's happening now. That's part of the sound. Flappy, juicy gloves are warbling around your ears, and you love it. It's your favorite. Flop, flop. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Don't forget about the scissors from before. And I'm still saying nonsense like, yes, nice teeth, you're a good boy, shit like that. So I'm chopping some carrots at your left ear. It's the kind of hair salon that also makes a stew, I guess. So you might hear me chopping carrots, or onions, or whispering at some beef broth, or something. Don't be alarmed. Now I'm crinkling some papers. It sounded like I'm just rolling some loud-ass fucking wrapping paper right by your ears. I'm like, here I go. Gotta wrap this package up. You listen to it, and you say it gives you tingles, and you swear it's not sexual, but, like, who are we kidding here, buddy? It's sexual, and that's fine. That's your thing, not my thing. Okay. So Wikipedia says that another thing that triggers this sensation is loudly chewing, crunching, slurping or biting foods, drinks or gum. Pass. I just won't do that. For the most part I'm fine. If we both wink and pretend this isn't sexual, even though it definitely is. But I'm not gonna slurp you to a sound orgasm. That's just not a thing I'm going to do. How about I meet you halfway? At this part, I'm super close to your ear. And I'm so close that you can, like, hear the spitty wetness of my mouth opening and closing. Like, you know how in a silent room you can hear someone's lips separating because there's a build-up of spit. You're hearing that on me because that's how physically close we are. That's the best I can do for you, man. Okay, you're sitting in a chair, and I'm very close to you, and I'm talking in a very quiet voice. You can still hear me because, again, we're very close. But yeah, I'm whispering at you. I ask you questions about your day. How's your day going? Things like that. I busy myself in the area around your head for a while, and I just sort of let you hear me breathe, which you're into for some reason. But in a strictly non-sexual way. A haircut, or a dentist appointment. So now I'm still whispering, still super close by your head, but I'm also using scissors by your left ear, and it's making those snippy snippy scissor noises. I'm just arrhythmically snipping around your left ear, and cooing things like, ooh, your hair is being cut by me, yum, and other things like that. I switch to the area around the right ear. If you were wearing headphones, this change would create an oral symmetry that you'd find very satisfying. Slip, slip, slip. Sisaloise. 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 So I don't know how I'm supposed to use the rubber gloves. I just know that they are part of it. So right now I'm just flapping them around your ears. Picture that sound, which, to you, is pleasing, because you're no judgment. Strange. Picture that sound happening now. Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop. They are flapping around your ears right now. And there's a moisture to it. You know how rubber gloves are always a little wet on the inside. That's happening now. That's part of the sound. Flappy, juicy gloves are warbling around your ears, and you love it. It's your favorite. Flop, flop. Sisaloise. Sisaloise. Don't forget about the scissors from before. And I'm still saying nonsense like, yes. Nice teeth. You're a good boy. Shit like that. So I'm chopping some carrots at your left ear. It's the kind of hair salon that also makes a stew, I guess. So you might hear me chopping carrots, or onions, or whispering at some beef broth, or something. Don't be alarmed. Now I'm crinkling some papers. It sounds like I'm just rolling some loud-ass fucking wrapping paper right by your ears. I'm like, here I go. Gotta wrap this package up. You listen to it, and you say it gives you tingles, and you swear it's not sexual, but, like, who are we kidding here, buddy? It's sexual, and that's fine. That's your thing, not my thing. Okay. So Wikipedia says that another thing that triggers this sensation is loudly chewing, crunching, slurping or biting foods, drinks or gum. Pass. I just won't do that. For the most part I'm fine. If we both wink, and pretend this isn't sexual even though it definitely is. But I'm not gonna slurp you to a sound orgasm. That's just not a thing I'm going to do. How about I meet you halfway? At this part, I'm super close to your ear. And I'm so close that you can, like, hear the spitty wetness of my mouth opening and closing. Like, you know how in a silent room you can hear someone's lips separating because there's a build-up of spit. You're hearing that on me because that's how physically close we are. That's the best I can do for you, man. Okay. You're sitting in a chair, and I'm very close to you, and I'm talking in a very quiet voice. You can still hear me because, again, we're very close. But yeah, I'm whispering at you. I ask you questions about your day. How's your day going? Things like that. I busy myself in the area around your head for a while, and I just sort of let you hear me breathe, which you're into for some reason, but in a strictly non-sexual way. A haircut, or a dentist appointment. So now I'm still whispering, still super close by your head, but I'm also using scissors by your left ear, and it's making those snippy snippy scissor noises. I'm just arrhythmically snipping around your left ear, and cooing things like, ooh, your hair is being cut by me. Yum. And other things like that. I switch to the area around the right ear. If you were wearing headphones, this change would create an oral symmetry that you'd find very satisfying. Snip, snip, snip. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. So I don't know how I'm supposed to use the rubber gloves. I just know that they are part of it. So right now I'm just flapping them around your ears. Picture that sound, which, to you, is pleasing, because you're, no judgment, strange, picture that sound happening now. Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop. They are flapping around your ears right now, and there's a moisture to it. You know how rubber gloves are always a little wet on the inside. That's happening now. That's part of the sound. Flappy, juicy gloves are warbling around your ears, and you love it. It's your favorite. Flop, flop. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Don't forget about the scissors from before. And I'm still saying nonsense like, ooh, yes. Nice teeth. You're a good boy. Shit like that. So I'm chopping some carrots at your left ear. It's the kind of hair salon that also makes a stew, I guess. So you might hear me chopping carrots, or onions, or whispering at some beef broth, or something. Don't be alarmed. Now I'm crinkling some papers. It sounds like I'm just rolling some loud-ass fucking wrapping paper right by your ears. I'm like, here I go. Gotta wrap this package up. You listen to it, and you say it gives you tingles. And you swear it's not sexual, but, like, who are we kidding here, buddy? It's sexual, and that's fine. That's your thing, not my thing. Okay. Oh, so Wikipedia senses, but another thing that triggers this sensation is loudly chewing, crunching, slurping or biting foods, drinks or gum. Pass. I just won't do that. For the most part, I'm fine. If we both wink and pretend this isn't sexual, even though it definitely is, but I'm not gonna slurp you to a sound orgasm. That's just not a thing I'm going to do. How about I meet you halfway? At this part, I'm super close to your ear, and I'm so close that you can like hear the spitty wetness of my mouth opening and closing. Like you know how in a silent room you can hear someone's lips separating because there's a build-up of spit. You're hearing that on me because that's how physically close we are. That's the best I can do for you, man. Okay, you're sitting in a chair, and I'm very close to you, and I'm talking in a very quiet voice. You can still hear me because, again, we're very close, but yeah, I'm whispering at you. I ask you questions about your day. How's your day going? Things like that. I busy myself in the area around your head for a while, and I just sort of let you hear me breathe, which you're into for some reason, but in a strictly non-sexual way. A haircut, or a dentist appointment. So now I'm still whispering, still super close by your head, but I'm also using scissors by your left ear, and it's making those snippy snippy scissor noises. I'm just arrhythmically snipping around your left ear, and cooing things like, ooh, your hair is being cut by me. Yum. And other things like that. I switch to the area around the right ear. If you were wearing headphones, this change would create an oral symmetry that you'd find very satisfying. Snip, snip, snip. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. So I don't know how I'm supposed to use the rubber gloves. I just know that they are part of it. So right now I'm just flapping them around your ears. Picture that sound, which, to you, is pleasing, because you're, no judgment, strange, picture that sound happening now. Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop. They are flapping around your ears right now, and there's a moisture to it. You know how rubber gloves are always a little wet on the inside. That's happening now. That's part of the sound. Flappy, juicy gloves are warbling around your ears, and you love it. It's your favorite. Flop, flop. Scissor noise. Don't forget about the scissors from before. And I'm still saying nonsense like, yes, nice teeth. You're a good boy. Shit like that. So I'm chopping some carrots at your left ear. It's the kind of hair salon that also makes a stew, I guess. So you might hear me chopping carrots, or onions, or whispering at some beef broth, or something. Don't be alarmed. Now I'm crinkling some papers. It sounds like I'm just rolling some loud-ass fucking wrapping paper right by your ears. I'm like, here I go. Gotta wrap this package up. You listen to it, and you say it gives you tingles, and you swear it's not sexual, but, like, who are we kidding here, buddy? It's sexual, and that's fine. That's your thing, not my thing. Okay. Oh, so Wikipedia says that another thing that triggers this sensation is loudly chewing, crunching, slurping or biting food, drinks or gum. Pass. I just won't do that. For the most part, I'm fine if we both wink and pretend this isn't sexual, even though it definitely is. But I'm not gonna slurp you to a sound orgasm. That's just not a thing I'm going to do. How about I meet you halfway? At this part, I'm super close to your ear, and I'm so close that you can like hear the spitty wetness of my mouth opening and closing. Like you know how in a silent room you can hear someone's lips separating because there's a build-up of spit. You're hearing that on me because that's how physically close we are. That's the best I can do for you, man. Okay, you're sitting in a chair, and I'm very close to you, and I'm talking in a very quiet voice. You can still hear me because, again, we're very close. But yeah, I'm whispering at you. I ask you questions about your day. How's your day going? Things like that. I busy myself in the area around your head for a while, and I just sort of let you hear me breathe, which you're into for some reason, but in a strictly non-sexual way. A haircut, or a dentist appointment. So now I'm still whispering, still super close by your head, but I'm also using scissors by your left ear, and it's making those slippy slippy scissor noises. I'm just arrhythmically slipping around your left ear, and cooing things like, ooh. Your hair is being cut by me. Yum. And other things like that. I switch to the area around the right ear. If you were wearing headphones, this change would create an aural symmetry that you'd find very satisfying. Snip, snip, snip. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. So I don't know how I'm supposed to use the rubber gloves. I just know that they are part of it. So right now I'm just flapping them around your ears. Picture that sound, which, to you, is pleasing, because your low judgment, strange, picture that sound happening now. Flop, flop, flop. Flop, flop, flop. They are flapping around your ears right now, and there's a moisture to it. You know how rubber gloves are always a little wet on the inside. That's happening now. That's part of the sound. Flappy, juicy gloves are warbling around your ears, and you love it. It's your favorite. Flop, flop. Scissor noise. Scissor noise. Don't forget about the scissors from before. And I'm still saying nonsense like, ooh-oh, yes. Nice teeth. You're a good boy. Shit like that. So I'm chopping some carrots at your left ear. It's the kind of hair salon that also makes a stew, I guess. So you might hear me chopping carrots, or onions, or whispering at some beef broth, or something. Don't be alarmed. Now I'm crinkling some papers. It sounds like I'm just rolling some loud-ass fucking wrapping paper right by your ears. I'm like, here I go. Gotta wrap this package up. You listen to it, and you say it gives you tingles, and you swear it's not sexual, but, like, who are we kidding here, buddy? It's sexual, and that's fine. That's your thing, not my thing. Okay. Oh, so Wikipedia says that another thing that triggers this sensation is loudly chewing, crunching, slurping or biting foods, drinks or gum. Pass. I just won't do that. For the most part I'm fine if we both wink and pretend this isn't sexual, even though it definitely is. But I'm not gonna slurp you to a sound orgasm. That's just not a thing I'm going to do. How about I meet you halfway? At this part, I'm super close to your ear, and I'm so close that you can like hear the spitty wetness of my mouth opening and closing.